This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 30th. Well, cattle markets last week under pressure for the week after a bearish cattle on feed report just kind of pulled the rug out from under the market, and we had difficulty, you know, recovering after that. Feeder cattle managed to slow down the bleeding and pace sideways after the initial push to the downside. Live cattle, they had that big push down. They tried to snap back the next day on Tuesday, couldn't quite get it done, stabilized a couple days, and then had a pretty strong day on Friday, where the front month, December, got back to the gap area from Monday. The back months did not get near that far, but it's clearly showing some support on the front month live cattle. It didn't really spill over very well to the feeder cattle. They were still, in fact, on Friday, the January's put in a new low for the move, barely, but we're exactly testing the lows from July. And I think that, you know, the market clearly is respecting that low and finding some support here. My guess is that we will turn a corner here and snap back and test the breakout level, which on the Jans takes us all the way back to 250, which is a good $15 above where we are. So there's definitely some upside potential here without a lot of resistance, just to get back to where the market started to accelerate to the downside. In the cash trade last week, we were a bit lower. Fed was down 2 at 184. Dressed was unchanged at 290. Boxed beef was higher. Choice was up 72 at 308. Select up 43 at 280. So the spread gained 29 cents. We're sitting at 27.45. Movement was 134 loads. For the week, we had a total load count of 631, which is quite a bit below. It's about 86 loads below the previous week. Slaughter rate on Friday was a light 118,000 head. So for the week, we're sitting at 620,000, which was equal to the week prior, but still down 16,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights, 831 pounds. That was 2 pounds more than the previous week, but down 4 pounds from a year ago. Total beef production, 527 million pounds. That was pretty much in line with where we were a week ago. The daily feeder cattle index was at 239.21, and the 7-day moving average at 239.73. That was down 89 cents. So we're pretty close. That daily average is very close to where the moving average is. So I don't expect to see a lot of movement. And plus, the previous 7 days are pretty close to that, too. Got some 243s, 238s, 239s. So I think that the average is still going to hover in those high 230s levels. So clearly, the cash has been drifting lower, and that's part of the drag on the feeder cattle market, especially when you see the live cattle snap back and feeders can't follow along. It would appear to me that they're expecting a bit more pressure in the cash auction yards, at least in the short term. So we've had quite a washout in the live cattle and the feeder cattle over these last few weeks. But the bigger picture, I don't think the fundamentals have changed really all that much. If anything, they've become leaning more bullish, because this cattle on feed report showed that more heifers, in fact, are being pushed into the feedlots rather than being retained or even just backgrounded to see what the market's going to do. So, you know, those heifers, they could come out if they're not on a heavy feeding program, but most likely they're going to stay in the feedlots and they're just not going to be available for herd rebuilding. So it still pushes that process back on yet even tighter numbers. So I think eventually that's going to turn around and have one more leg up in this market. Now, short term, we are seeing much better rains across southern and central plains, so that could set the stage for good winter wheat grazing and some demand for calves for then. That would be over the next few weeks, so it wouldn't be that far away. But I think in the bigger picture, you're seeing a much better moisture profile for the plains. And even if that doesn't translate into better demand for calves this fall, you're certainly going to be looking at better grass conditions in the spring. And demand for calves, I'm guessing, will be very strong, especially for your lighter weight grazing calves. So that could be the big push in the market. Oftentimes we see that early May window be a high for feeder cattle as producers are looking for calves to put on grass. And that certainly could be happening as we speak with the better moisture conditions that are falling across the southern and central plains, and even the northern plains for that matter, have had some pretty nice moisture over the last month, and they're going to be sitting in a better condition as well. So even if the feeder cattle really can't find some traction this winter, which I think we'll be able to snap back, but it's more of as we get into spring, I think you really could see a very hot market develop. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.